Mountaintop movies, mountaintop movies, mountaintop movies. We are pretty high.
In Boudica. On 90.5 WASU FM Boone.
And we're back again.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want?
Why would it do that? I don't know why I did that.
They want, America wants answers, Sunshine.
This is weird.
And we are here to provide.
It's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to stop.
Psych.
Technical difficulties. But we're back.
Back again.
Again with another one. And it's me, myself. That right there is our guest, Ben Koch.
What's up?
He's back again. And then we have Eitan Lee. Say hello, Eitan.
Hey, I'm here.
And then there's me.
The wonderful Sunshine Mayfield.
Yay. So we are, we've seen some movies.
Oh, yeah, we have.
We've seen a few, actually.
We have been moving it up for you, the listener.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of, let's say, crap that came out recently.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of crap.
Yeah, so it goes.
But before we get into that crap, we'll get into other crap called Real Talk.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
No, you can't. You can't do it.
It did it that time, too. It almost jumped to the next segment.
Uh-oh. Broken.
What is this doing? I don't like it. Anyways, so.
Movies we've seen recently.
Movies we've seen recently with the real talk.
Yeah.
Let's start with Eitan.
Oh, wonderful. Here we go. This was for a class I'm in, a philosophy class.
You watched a movie for a philosophy class?
Yeah, look at that, guys. Isn't that funny?
Better be a good movie.
I'm doing schoolwork for school. Watchmen. I saw Watchmen.
Oh, okay. A lot of philosophical things in that.
It was good. It was cool. We read the book and then watched the movie. It was good stuff.
Did you actually read it?
Yes.
I like the graphic novel a lot,
really good.
Actually.
It's one of the few that I've actually read, like one of the few.
Mm-hmm.
It's long.
Graphic novels that
I
actually read.
I mean, you knock it out pretty fast, but it's still a decently lengthed graphic novel.
This is a collection of like different
stories.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like
chapters.
It was like came out in issues originally.
That's what a book is, a collection of stories.
Well,
and there's pictures,
well,
so it's graphic.
Originally, each chapter was like different
book.
Issues.
Graphic
and
novel.
Then they were released, you know, like the first one and the second one. You know,
yeah, I saw
the
year,
and then they collected them.
I saw the special extended cut.
The 4 hour, it's like three and a half or something.
Mega mashup special director's cut. And so, yeah, it was longer, but I enjoyed it. I liked it.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can give it a 5. I'd give it a 4.5. I love it, but
that's
I can't commit to it.
I would give it a 5. I think the biggest complaint that I ever heard with that was too many blue genitals.
Oh my god. 13 times. I counted 13 times.
But that was my favorite part. I mean all right.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. I mean, like
Billy Crudup. I like him with his pants off.
But I mean, so many people made it seem like it was just like zoomed in on it. It was never like he was just there like shaking.
No, it wasn't. Bruno. Did you see Bruno?
I did not see
if you
Bruno.
Have seen Bruno?
It's not.
I'm sorry
like that.
For you. If you haven't, don't.
But it's.
There's,
I mean, it's not like it was. I mean,
they're
just,
not blue in Bruno though.
No, it's too real in Bruno.
Too real.
They do have talking ones though.
That's I don't. Ew, gross.
Yeah. Oh, it gets worse.
Gross.
Anyways, don't see Bruno.
All right, but
see Watchmen.
Watchmen, 4.5 for you.
I give 4.5 and the highest esteemed 4.5.
I would give it a 5.
I'd give it. I'd actually go with a 4. I like it. I wouldn't give it a 5.
Yeah, something bad. I don't know what it was.
So we averaged a 4.5.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Too
Ben,
much math.
Ben, what have you seen?
I saw, actually, I think it was like right after the last show, I went home and I watched Mad Max on my computer in an instant. I'd never seen it.
You know, I still haven't seen it either.
It's kind of it's kind of, you know, famous for being
is it like post-apocalyptic?
Sort of.
Yes.
I mean, like everything I've ever read is this post-apocalypse, but when I'm watching it, I'm thinking, this isn't. But it's just recent future.
It's just Detroit.
It's just
going to happen.
Yeah,
it's just Detroit.
It's Detroit. No, I mean, like, it's just
even after the M&M commercial from the Super Bowl,
everything
it's still
I've,
Detroit.
Everything
still
I've
crappy.
Ever seen, it's like the post-apocalyptic. You know, Matt. It's like, I mean, it's also famous being Mel Gibson's like one of his like first movie. And
Thunderdome.
He's Australian. They're all Australian. I mean, like, it's always says like post-apocalyptic, and I'm watching it, and I'm just like, okay. First of all, Mad Max is a cop. and he works for cops. Yeah. There's an organized like law, and then they show like a lawyer, and then they're in, and then they're like still in this town.
Yeah.
There's still like towns and cities.
Yeah. What kind of lame
then, like,
apocalypse happened?
Yeah, like
the
people,
internet crashed, and now
really like people still live there, mm-hmm. and it's just I think it's just sort of like a I think it's more of a dystopian future than a post-apocalypse mm-hmm. thing.
Okay.
It's very it's yeah.
Well, what would
so
you,
like,
what would
really
you give it?
I well, my Netflix score, and I think I'd probably stick with it. It was a 3 out of 5. Like I liked it, but I was, I don't know. Like I've always heard, like, oh, Mad Max, and I watched.
Isn't
it, and
there
I was
a
like,
sequel?
Oh, it's just
there's three.
Two, yeah. There's Mad Max 2, which is just Road Warrior. And
Road
there's
Warrior.
Mad Max 3, Return to Thunderdome.
3D
with Tina Turner.
Cool.
Is she
What's
in that one?
Love got to do with it? Yeah, she's in that. She's in that one. With the hair and the Thunderdome. And
well,
yeah.
I want to. Well, I'm probably gonna watch the next two in the next couple of weeks because they're both on Instant as well. So
yeah, Netflix said I would give it a 3, and it's getting to the point.
How
where
many
I've
movies have you rated on Netflix?
704.
That's it.
Wow.
Sorry.
I recently got Netflix within the past year. So.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, I've had mine. I've had Netflix for like 4 years.
I make a point.
I've rated like 1,200 movies.
Wow.
I make a point to not rate stuff that I haven't recently seen.
Yeah.
So like,
oh, yeah,
even
no,
if, even if I was like, oh, I saw it 4 years ago, I'm still going to be like,
it.
Let me watch it again before I rate it.
Well, I kind of like to wait a little
bit.
No,
I know
because sometimes right after you watch a movie, you're like, that was cool, but then you reflect on it. I don't know. There's this grace period I like to give it where I'm like, okay, it left a big impression on me.
There's a few movies that just keep changing for me. I keep re-rating.
I give a grace period of about 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
before I go on. I'm like, all right.
Take a crap and then come back.
And 3.5.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. I recently watched a movie called The Thin Blue Line.
What is that about?
It's similar to The Thin Red Line, except not at all.
Except it's about police, right?
Yeah, it is.
I know neither of those movies.
Well, The Thin Blue... You've never heard of Thin Red Line?
No,
I'm
sorry.
It's a war movie, anyways.
But, World War II movie.
Thin Blue Line is referring to cops that refer to themselves as the Thin Blue Line between, like, order and chaos.
Right.
Oh.
But it's about this man who in Texas in the 1970s who was wrongfully convicted of murdering a cop.
Oh, gosh.
And then it's the documentary of him. He's talking in jail a lot and telling the story.
It's a documentary?
It is a documentary. And, he's telling the story in jail about what happened, what his version of what happened. Mm-hmm. They talk to the guy who was supposedly there, and he gives his version of what happened.
Uh-huh.
It's really good, and I've already said he was wrongfully convicted.
Right.
Like they tell you that at the very beginning.
Is it a documentary?
It is.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
So
I was like,
is he like still in jail through the whole documentary at the beginning?
Throughout
like,
the entire
documentary. He was wrongfully done. Now we're going to go talk to him and see if he did it.
Yeah, no, so they tell you that he was wrongfully, like, it's kind of stated beforehand, like, this guy's in prison.
So in the end, does he get out?
Spoiler
alert!
Whoa. No, so he wasn't wrongfully convicted.
No, he was wrongfully convicted. The movie, after it was released, ended up letting them be like, all right, we'll give him a retrial.
Oh, so they hadn't even given him a retrial.
And then he got rightfully convicted.
No, they
would.
So he got life in prison. Life in prison and, the death penalty. He got the death penalty in Texas.
Uh-oh.
Then, instead of giving him a retrial, they're like, well, we'll just give you life instead of the death penalty because apparently when you do that, it means you don't have to retrial.
Huh. There's always
or at least back then it did.
I'm glad
Texas.
I don't kill people regularly so I don't have to know the law about killing people.
Well, I'm on top of my law about murders.
I'm glad I'm not near people who kill people a lot, too.
Hey, Frankie, watch out. Quit killing people.
You're going to get me wrongfully convicted.
Sunshine can now kill people and get away with it.
I know how to do it.
Oh, no.
Just based off The Thin Blue Line and Dexter.
And watching CSI.
If I did do it, this is how I would have done it.
I've read a book like that once. Yeah. Was it written by O.J. Simpson?
I don't know.
Weird. But I would give The Thin Blue Line a well-done documentary, but I've seen better. I'd give it a 3.75.
Compared to all documentaries.
You enjoyed it, though?
I liked it. Yeah, it was well done. I think the issue with it was made in the 1980s, and I think a lot of the documentaries around that time just kind of look like History Channel like A&E documentaries mm-hmm. where it's like really grainy video, like so it was all interviews but it was still interesting and I still enjoyed it so
3.754
cool. Not 3.75
okay sorry
I didn't really like it but I liked it more than just liked it
I liked it yeah okay you would go on a date with it
yeah exactly
okay, cool.
All right up next
I saw Terminator Salvation.
bad.
Yeah, it was bad, but I wouldn't say I hated it. Like it was tolerable.
When I watched it, I was like, that wasn't very good, but I kind of want to see it again. I was like, yeah. like I just really like Terminator, and as far as some of the action and like the way it was directed was kind of cool, but then like a lot of the dialogue was like super cheesy.
Yeah,
and kind of dumb.
Well, I like 3 more than other people did.
I never saw 3.
I enjoyed 3 enough.
I enjoyed 3. I never saw 3,
but I picked right back up with Salvation.
Yeah, I don't think you lost. You didn't lose much.
Yeah. Who is this character?
You lost Arnold Schwarzenegger naked again.
Yeah, they had him in this one, but it was like animated funny. Like he didn't have time. Yeah. He's like, I got to run a country or county, whatever.
A county.
What office do you hold that runs a country, a county, and a...
You wait till California secedes.
It's their own country.
They're too broke.
Before they go underwater.
They're too broke.
Before they break off with the giant earthquake and become their own island.
Which is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Apparently. What would you give Terminator Salvation?
I'd give it a 2. A pretty solid 2.
I'd give it a really distinct 2.
Or this is my first real solid, right on the money, 2.
You've seen it. What would you give it,
3.
Ben?
Probably a 3.
3?
I'd give it a 2.
2.67
2.67 is what the average would be. Yeah, I'm good at my math.
My math.
Someone, yeah, anyway. So, Ben, your next movie.
Oh, I guess I'm next.
Ben didn't see any movies. Ben.
No, I
and
did.
Next.
No, I did. I have I watched Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh.
Did I talk about that last
Rodriguez?
Show? I don't remember if I did.
You didn't talk about that last show, no.
I didn't think so. Okay.
Because I remember I did not see that movie. But
was that Rodriguez? Did he do that?
Cloudy with a Chance
Robert
of Meatballs.
Rodriguez.
No, I don't think so. It's just, I mean, it was
I want Rob Zombie to do children
he
films.
He, but it's, I don't know, it was really funny. Like, my roommate put it on because he saw it on Instant. And
I heard
like,
a lot of people.
I love this movie, and he just and we were trying to watch a different movie, but it wasn't working, and so we just randomly turned on Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Was it good?
And we were like, half of us were like, kind of, I was like, kind of half paying attention through a bunch of it.
Yeah,
but I was paying attention. It's goofy. I mean, it's like it's goofy. It's fun.
It wasn't Robert Rodriguez.
No, I didn't think so. I didn't think so.
Someone might have told me that. I never watched
Robert Rodriguez.
I know, there's kids
Cloudy
movies.
With a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah. Like the premise is, you know, this kid is like, he wants to be an inventor, so he invents tons of stuff, but he's like a failed inventor and none of his inventions work. Uh-huh. And the funny thing is one of his inventions.
Kid. All adventures were failed inventors at one point.
Yep. thank you, Sunshine. But like, there's this one character because he invents a monkey translator, like a thought translator for a monkey. So he's got like a pet monkey that's like his friend, and it just like. And he'll be running around, and the monkey will, like, point at things, and you'll just hear him go, food, food, food. It's like a voice is the translator. And then, there's, like, times where, like, somebody will be stuck, and he'll go, help, help. And he'll just, like, start whacking him in the head or something. And I don't know. It's really funny.
Funny monkey comic relief.
It's just very silly. Yeah, he's funny.
I heard it was good. I heard some people were upset, though, when they first heard about it. They were like, because I didn't realize it was a children's book before.
It was.
And they were like, this is my favorite children's book. Yeah. I can't believe they're making it into a movie.
I
don't care. Yeah, like when people are like, I can't believe they're turning this into a movie. I'm like, it's going to happen with everything. Every book ever written, if it was a good book, it's probably going to be a movie.
Yep.
Chances are.
Okay, well.
So.
Literature's on the way out.
What do you mean by that statement?
I can't read. I don't know how I made it this far.
Foreign movies, books, not available to Aton.
I'm struggling right now to pass my classes.
The Kindle is taking over.
The Kindle with a headphone attachment.
It's true.
The Nook. The
that thing's awesome. Phone. Have you seen that thing?
The Nook?
The Kindle.
And they're all the same.
Yeah, but cool. They got that cool paper thing that's like non-reflective.
Electronic ink.
Yeah, that thing's awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
You can read it at all angles in the sun. It's incredible.
Yeah, gimmicks. It's all gimmicks.
Yeah, I know, but I'd buy one just for that purpose.
Because of all the reading
you do? I don't even read.
Yeah, I know.
Unless it's The Watchmen or a graphic novel.
Watchmen,
like,
I don't
look
think
at the picture.
I don't think The Watchmen would work on a Kindle.
I just like books.
Get out of here.
All right. The last next movie I saw was Winter's Bone.
Oh, what was that?
It was really good.
I was supposed to see that.
It's up for Best Picture, and Jennifer Lawrence was amazing, and so was Jonathan Hawks as another supporting character. Premise of the movie, girl gets told by a bail bondsman that their father put up their house and land as collateral for him to get out. And then the father disappeared. So they have to find him to get him to his court date. Or else this girl who's raising her two younger brothers and her mother who's sick by herself. She's 18 or something like that, 17.
Right.
So she's got to find her dad who's been who's dived into a world of drugs and everything else. She's got to go through that world to find him so they don't lose everything so she can keep supporting her family. Really good.
I believe it.
Really good.
I almost watched it.
I've been wondering, I don't know if you know this, but where was it filmed? Because I know it was, it take place again? It
took place in the Hamaha Mountains, I think. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just remember watching it, and I was just thinking, like, that's really cool, because it looks like it could be filmed around here. But I know it wasn't, but it looks like it could have been.
Uh-huh.
And that would
I thought that when I was watching, I was like, this could be the Appalachian Mountains.
Just probably a different part.
Crazy drugs.
That's just like the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah.
That's
meth
right.
Labs.
I totally recommend watching it. I totally recommend watching it before the Oscars come around in late February.
So you
isn't
can
it?
See if it wins.
It is February. Wow.
February.
It's coming out of nowhere. Yeah. But she was really good. I don't think it's going to win Best Picture. Mm. I didn't. Nothing pushed me to that 5 standard.
Okay.
So I gave it a 4.5.
Okay.
Nothing pushed me. Like, I really dug it, but after it, I just nothing.
You were like,
I
that
just
was
didn't
great.
Feel it in my heart.
But you were like, I love that movie.
Right.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was great.
So maybe I can't relate to a 17-year-old girl raising a family by herself and having to find her dad in
you
the drug world.
You can't do that?
Can't relate to that.
I can't.
See, maybe if she was just a 17-year-old girl, I could
relate. I could relate to that. But once the drug world starts diving into it, then...
Yeah, a little too much.
Can't relate anymore. Not a relatable
But good
person.
Cinema, nonetheless.
Yeah, no, 4.5, I'd highly recommend Winter's Bone. Mm.
Sweet.
So, Eitan, your last one.
Last movie I saw, I went to IG Greer for at Films or whatever, and I saw The Social Network again.
Oh, cool.
It was only $1, and it was totally worth it. And if you didn't see it, you missed out.
It's good.
I really liked it. I would give it a 5. It was fun, and it's all about Facebook, but not in a bad way.
Why would you not see it? It's won so many awards. Like, why would you just – why haven't you seen that movie by now?
Yeah, it was pretty packed.
If you haven't seen the movie,
it's
go
can rent
see it.
It.
You should probably do that.
It's your entire life put into a movie. Nothing has nailed this generation more than that movie, except for maybe Blow.
Watch yourself.
Not sure. But but yeah, no, 5 out of 5.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
You say 5 out of 5, Ben?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Try 5! Try 5.
We have to write a song for that, for Try 5.
More confetti. So. I'm glad we keep stocking the confetti in the room
right,
every
they
time.
Right, because the radio can see.
It doesn't
every
matter.
Day
we see the confetti.
I go home,
and
there's confetti in my hair. From there, like, what'd you do? I was like, I had another radio
should get
show.
A vuvuzela to blow every time we
should hire
five.
A clown to run around.
There is a clown.
Try 5 and just
run around
through the door. He'll do it like that.
Go see Social Network. Ben, what do you got?
I'm going to do another one. Okay. No. I saw, and now I don't remember if I mentioned this last week either, but The Green Hornet, did I mention that?
No,
but we saw it. What did you think?
You have short-term memory.
No, I do. I really do. I saw that, and I liked it.
Did you see it in 3D?
I did. That's cool. I mean, a lot of people were like, oh, all right, it was bad. It was horrible. Like, you know, they hated it, and they have that voice. I don't know why, but they do. I enjoyed it because I think people, if they went to see it, and they're like, "Oh, another superhero movie. This, you know, could be an interesting, action-packed, dramatic view of a superhero's life." No,
nope.
No, it's a ridiculousness, and I pretty much expected that because. Because of who's in it.
Yeah.
I was like, Seth Rogen, there's going to be some ridiculous stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that he wrote it, and I was like, oh, there's definitely going to be ridiculous stuff that
happens. It was good, though. I liked
it,
too.
Yeah, it was. I did.
I didn't love it, but I liked it.
I enjoyed
it. Entertaining.
Yeah,
entertaining
it was. For sure.
It
was. What would you give it?
I'd probably give it a 3.
3.5 for me.
I'd say 3.
All right, fine.
Yeah. Whoa, sorry, Mr. Overachiever over there.
I liked it a little bit more than
you. Liked it with an accent. I liked it. We're like,
I like it. I liked it.
They're free.
I liked the fact that, what's his name? Is the bad guy?
Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz.
And I liked that his bad guy had like a double barreled, like
pistol,
Desert Eagle pistol.
Yeah.
But it was like side by side. I don't know.
Some pretty cool cameos
really
in that
funny
movie. Not trying to give much away
really
if you haven't
funny.
Seen it. There's a pretty cool cameo at the very beginning of that flick.
Mm-hmm.
Where Christoph Waltz kills that cameo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, okay.
But that was really cool. And Christoph Waltz was just, it was really funny. He was a likable villain, I think. But
he was really silly, too.
Yeah.
You don't think I'm scary?
It's silliness. Well, That hurts me.
All right, so 3.3 for you, 3.5 for me, 3 for Eitan.
Solid 3.
You guys should trust me a little bit more. All right, most recently I went to the theaters on a doubleheader day. I saw two movies. I'm going to tell you about one of them.
Cool.
This movie was called The Right.
How was it?
Better than I thought.
Really?
Yeah, but then again, I thought it was going to be utter crap.
Yeah.
But I still, I liked it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. It got his poor ratings on
I heard it did
on Rotten Tomatoes, and but it did all right in theaters, and it was
I think ratings on Rotten Tomatoes has nothing to do with how many dumb Americans go and see a movie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like some movies, they're like number one movie, grown ups. You know?
Yeah, exactly. But this was it wasn't bad. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't fantastic. I'm giving it a 3.
So you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it though. It surprised me.
That is surprising.
So did I. So I just when I went in there, and Anthony Hopkins was fun, and the story was fine, but it was kind of like a Hollywood take on an exorcism. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't The Exorcist. It wasn't gritty. It wasn't. I didn't come out of there like
chills,
feeling like I was gonna need like what if a demon came into me and I had to get exercised. Like,
yeah.
After The Exorcist, I was like, don't do that. I don't want a demon in me. And then after this one, I was like, man, I don't care.
Yeah.
I still don't want one in me because that would suck. But yeah, 3. I'd give it a 3.
Okay.
So that was real talk. And next, we're going into the movie spotlight of the week. Ooh. Hey, last week we saw The Mechanic, and good news for you, we're giving away tickets to go see The Mechanic.
Yay.
So at the end of the show, when our song comes on at the end, third caller is going to get tickets to go see The Mechanic. And here's what we thought about The Mechanic. Yeah, that's exactly what we thought about The Mechanic. So prove us wrong. If you liked it, just come in and slap us across the face and said, I enjoyed that movie. You guys are stupid. And then if we're right, which... we are.
Yeah.
Then you got a free ticket to a really crappy movie.
Yeah.
So it's all you though. Call in at the end and win tickets to Mechanic.
Yeah. Not now.
Not now. The end. The very end.
Right.
But now you lose.
But the movie spotlight of the week. Here's the trailer for it.
What? Hi, room 316. I'm your roommate, Rebecca.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
You can borrow anything you want.
I've always wanted a sister. I want to show you the big city.
What are you having?
Pancakes.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh. What should we name her?
Really?
That'll be our secret.
You guys free? We're going to 7 Grand. How are we going to get in? We're hot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Something's gone wrong.
I'm her only friend.
What?
Antisocial.
There's a lot of images in this one, isn't there?
Yeah.
a lot of scary... they're driving.
It was never home when I lived here.
It was never home when she lived there.
Really well. She's doing good. Uh-oh. She's taking her medication.
What medication?
Medication.
What? She's standing outside the girl from Phil of the Future's room.
Something is up with your roommate.
Something's
what
up.
What do you mean?
Shower scene.
Uh-oh.
What?
You guys are missing out at home. Watch this on.
They turned off the lights.
You're a bad influence on her.
She didn't kill her. She's ripped out her belly button ring. It's kind of scary.
I protected you.
What did you do to them?
I got rid of them all.
Whoa, come on.
For you.
If you don't understand what's going on, it's just mayhem. Really? It's crazy.
Mayhem. This roommate is...
Squeaky door!
They're all mine.
What? Knife!
Oh, you did it all over again.
The roommate.
Oh, man.
And that was the trailer for Care Bears, the movie.
Yeah, Care Bears 2.
The roommate.
Yeah, we saw The Roommate, if you couldn't tell.
I saw The Roommate and The Right on the same day.
I didn't.
Let me just tell you, I saw The Roommate with two RAs. That was funny. They were all like, that's against health codes. You couldn't do that.
We went and saw it, and it's funny because one of the lines in there, she brings in a cat that she found on the street, and she's like... I guess I broke like 40 dorm rules, and the RA that was with us named Jacob, he just goes, just one.
Probably just one.
Just
one.
Just the one.
Just the one rule.
You can't
have pets.
A cat.
That was it. That's the one. But it was funny because we're sitting there watching, and we're like, they're covering more than 10% of the walls. That's not allowed.
They're going to have to take a poster.
They're going to have to take one of those posters down. Yeah. Probably the Devil Wears Prada one.
Yeah.
There was one scene with an RA, and it was funny because she was just like,
they found the cat, and the RA
you guys
was,
need to take that cat.
The RA was just like, I get fired if you keep the cat, so get rid of the cat. Which is exactly what RAs do, though.
Unbelievable unsupervision. Like, they were unsupervised.
Yeah,
no
one ever found out about the attacking the girl in the shower, in the dorm room.
So this movie, if you didn't know, is about a crazy roommate.
Apparently she was the only person in the entire dorm while taking a shower.
It was a very large dorm and very big floors. And
those dorm rooms were like, you know, like
they always
I've never
are.
Even been
They're
in a hotel
huge.
That fancy. Like,
yeah.
It was
They're nuts.
Super nice. Like
apparently you just got to go to LA University.
Yeah, University of LA. I guess. I don't know. I didn't like it. This is my problem. Let me just say this front up, straight up.
Please
get real.
Please tell me what you thought.
This is real talk. Real talk again. Real talk squared.
R-E-A-L.
I believe that this movie was PG-13. Correct.
Yes.
There was a lot of instances of almost blood and gore, and that's what really did it in for me. It would like set up like we're gonna be a gory, like I'm about to stab someone, and then they would like cut away, and it was like
you never saw a drop of blood the entire time.
Yeah.
No drops of blood.
There was one drop of blood.
Was there?
Yep. She pierced her ear.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was
I kept
the only
track.
Blood.
But it was
dumb.
It was there was so much almost gore.
Like a lot
it
of violence.
Got frustrating.
Off
There's also almost. Kissing and stuff yeah. like they had
between
a,
girls.
No.
Okay, because that's what I expected from the trailer.
This movie was almost bad.
It was
very bad. It was almost just bad.
It was it almost could have been PG. I think they said the S word once.
I do love how they had like they might as well have just said starring Leighton Meester and the girl that we found who looks just like Leighton Meester.
That's the whole premise.
I think that's the whole reason they cast. They're like, God, you look just like her. Just like her.
Yeah.
We're going to cast
you. She's been
in
other stuff. I just don't know what it was.
I wish she just took her crazy pills and then
and not
the movie
crazy.
Would have never happened.
I think that's another funny thing is that she took pills. That they went and researched the pills when they found them because like what medication was she supposed to be on? Laptop
antipsychotics.
And it's schizophrenia medicine, but she's not a schizophrenic.
Yeah, she's just weird.
She's just weird. That's it. Like there wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I think sometimes Hollywood likes to use the word schizophrenia to mean multiple personality disorder.
Yeah.
Just generic psychosis. And
yeah.
Clearly, this girl's just antisocial.
Reasons,
and,
yeah.
But it was bad. It was really bad.
It was weird.
I think
Who was the art teacher, though? That was
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane was
from
in
Titanic.
It.
Really?
From
wow.
left field. Billy Zane.
Out
wow.
of nowhere, Billy Zane was
the
in
The Mummy
there.
Returns.
Exactly. So that wasn't him. He wasn't the mummy.
He was the mummy, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, I'm looking that up because I don't believe you.
No, because I remember them looking alike, and it's some foreign dude.
Nope.
It's not Billy Zane.
So wrong.
But
yeah, Billy Zane.
Zane
out of
you
want to
make a bet before you look it up?
Nope. I don't like to bet because I
he
lose
has a
lot.
Problem.
Yeah, but Billy Zane came out of nowhere, and he was funny.
Yeah, that movie
he
was
played
like
a creeper professor who was just a fashion design professor. I love that she was a fashion design major, so she had an X-Acto knife everywhere.
Yeah,
and that was the weapon of choice the entire movie.
Uh-huh. But
it was always
like
X-Acto knife.
Thrust X-Acto knife. Cut away to like a face of someone getting stabbed.
Even when they were supposed to be having a intercourse scene,
yeah.
All they did was show the eyes the
yeah.
entire time. There was no. It was just a song played, and then it was their eyes back and forth.
A lot of really
close-ups. It was really bad.
Like, really close-ups on like their mouth moving, like teeth. It was weird. I don't know. It was all around weird.
I don't even think there was a kiss in that entire scene.
Yeah.
By the way, that guy looks a lot like Billy Zane.
I told you it wasn't him.
Okay. Correction out there, guys. Billy Zane was not in The Mummy or its sequels. But he could have been.
But
he might as well in the on-stage version.
I've been saying
another thing that bothered me and the roommate was that at one point, this one, not even relevant to the score, she's getting gas, and the gas guy's like, hey, can I help fill you up? And she's just
like, yeah, I'm hungry.
She's like, get away. She's like, get away. And he's like, come on, I'm just doing my job. And so she pours gasoline on him. And then whips out a lighter. And then, she doesn't smoke the entire movie. Why does she have a Zippo on her at all times?
She's crazy, Sunshine.
Doesn't even
she's
make gonna
sense. Set people on fire because schizophrenia means that you're an arsonist.
But that was out of nowhere. And then the boyfriend was a drummer, and I hate watching people poorly act drums.
Sunshine is a drummer.
It bothers me because I just
the boyfriend.
See,
the boyfriend.
You see, like, him hitting things that aren't making sounds, and like
the whole
like,
time he was like a bro, like a frat bro.
But he was a nice guy.
He was a nice guy, but he like squinted the whole time, so he was like, "What up?" And like it was weird. I don't know. He squinted when it was
wish
dark.
I had a picture
and
of
he
that.
Squinted when it was bright. It was upsetting.
It was kind of upsetting. It wasn't really.
It wasn't the best of films. It was almost the worst of films.
It was almost the best of times and the worst of films. It is fun to watch. I will say that if you need a really crappy movie to go watch with your friends and make fun of, this one's it. Because it's just like college. It's not
it's
like, college
like college
at all.
It's like college with murder.
And if the dorm rooms were
bad
lofts
lighting.
In L.A.
Like, yeah, Trump Tower.
that's where dorm rooms were.
And a lot of scenes in the rain.
Here's another thing, maybe Matt. After all of it went down and the roommate dies. Ha!
Spoiler.
She doesn't get a new roommate. And housing would really be like, no, I don't care what your roommate put you through last time. We have overflow. You're getting a new
one. You're living in a lobby with four other roommates.
Yeah.
So
it's a really cheap school.
But, I'd give it a 1.5. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
You could have had a try 1.5.
Sorry.
Yeah. I would say, no, I'd give it a 1. No, I'm going to go for it. I'd give it a 1. I hated it. Yeah, I'm taking a stance.
Take
that. I had fun making fun of it, so that pushed it up to a
0.5. I guess so. Gosh.
It was bad. Don't go see The Roommate unless you're really trying to make fun of something. Yeah. Best movie to go see out right now, one of the four Oscar-nominated movies that are in
one.
Theaters.
Flip a coin and then go pick one.
Just don't go see... The Roommate. So, all right, well, we have messages from other people, and then we're coming back with top 5.
What?
Rob, it's your turn. Okay, I'm feeling kind of basic today. Top 5 side ones, track ones.
Do, re, mi, a, b, c, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mountaintop movies. Right?
That was,
yeah, I'm bringing
that
it back.
One. That was it.
That was better.
That was it. Oh, so today, in honor of The Roommate... We're doing top five female villains.
Female villains.
Top 5 female villains. I don't know.
Do I go last? Do I go first? I think I go last. Do I go first?
You always go last. I say 8 times you go first.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first.
You always go last.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You haven't done anything to make Sunshine mad yet. So.
Great. Yeah, I'm going to go first. To kick it off, one of my favorite movies, we have top... Number five, Lottie Lene as Rosa Klebb in From Russia with Love.
Ooh.
You see that movie? She's the shoe lady with the knife in her shoe. You were upset over there.
No,
I'm going to kick you with my knife shoe. I liked her. I love that movie.
The knife shoe kick. Bah!
Yeah, and then he pulls out a chair and he's like, get away, woman. It's good. I love that film. It's one of my favorite James Bond films because Sean Connery's great. And I like a James Bond film where he's not like Superman, like he gets hurt too, and like he gets dirty. And
that's what I like about Daniel Craig. But I do love Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean Connery's great.
I like about Daniel Craig is that he's so handsome.
I like about Daniel Craig is
he's so rugged.
His eyes.
He's so rugged. He's so good at parkour.
He makes me.
He's nuts at parkour.
Yeah. Never mind.
They finally greenlighted the next one.
I thought. Yeah, I read somewhere that they shut it down, and they're like James Bond is dead.
They're talking to Raph.
No, but
they're talking to Raph Fine to be the villain.
Yeah, Voldemort. Voldemort. Which makes
Voldemort
sense.
Voldemort versus Bond.
Biggest British villain ever. In the James Bond.
Also,
movie.
The bad guy in Bruges, which was a great movie. Have you seen that?
Oh, that is so good.
So good.
It's one of my favorites. Some of the best insults ever are in that movie, but they just can't be said.
Just like Irish people.
They can't be said on air.
No. I just like Irish people
beep,
with Cockney,
beep, beep, beep,
Cockney
beep.
Accents. What can I say?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's in Bruges is great. But yes, so they're gonna do
New James Bond.
23 is what it's called right now.
23?
It's the 23rd. They don't have a title for it yet.
Oh, I was like, that's the lamest title.
James Bond, 23.
What is this, James Bond versus Michael Jordan? I don't get it.
Yeah. Space Jam. I don't know if you can answer this, but do you know if they Are all the James Bond movies just pulled from the book series, or have some of them been?
I think some of them are.
Okay.
I know Casino Royale was pulled from the book series.
Well, that was from the first one. I think.
Yeah.
I believe it's the first one that he ever wrote was
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale, and then Quantum of Solace was based on a short story that the same guy wrote.
So
and
they,
it wasn't even a James Bond story. It was just a short story that he wrote.
Are they running out
of
stuff?
It's like loosely
based. Is like Moonraker? Did he write Moonraker?
Well,
or is that just like, we need a space one?
He's actually, like, the guy who wrote the original ones is like, I think he's dead now. And,
probably.
And there's somebody
Ian
else who
Fleming.
Writes. Ian Fleming, yeah, thank you. He wrote all the books originally, and a lot of the older ones are all based on those books. And then a new guy, or like two new guys or something, have just been like pumping out new James Bond books like all the time.
Oh,
and
really?
There's a ton out there. So
okay.
I think all of them have at least some basis in a book.
Okay.
But
I
don't know.
Know
for sure.
All right, so
I don't know for sure.
Your
so
number five
number
was,
five
the
was
woman from
that girl with the knife shoe.
Yeah.
Knife shoe.
Number four, I have Lucy Liu as Oren Ishii from Kill Bill, Volume 1. She is crazy.
She's nuts.
She was crazy, and
she is villainous.
She's totally.
She's
villainous.
Very. The scene where the dude's just sitting there like, I can't believe we're letting a half Chinese, half American, half Japanese. That's what he
right.
says. Three halves. Yeah. Run this Japanese gang,
mafia.
And then
and
she
just, like, cuts
and then
it
she, yeah, she just does a little like foot
what?
Stroll where it's
like a ninja, like.
Yeah, and then heads off, and then like the blood just like comes out like a fountain.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
She was great though, ruthless. But like, she's the kind of person who's like, sit there and just smile and be like, "I'm gonna kill you,"
yeah,
and then kill you and not care.
That's what she did.
Great. That's my number four. Number three, I have Kathy Bates as Annie Wilkes.
Wilkes
from Misery. Wilkes. Misery, the scariest movie there ever was.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know how much diversity is going to be on the on
no,
all
No, I feel
these
like we all have the same things.
Maybe, but yeah, continue.
Yeah, Kathy Bates was phenomenally scary. She was an obsessed fan, and she captured the author of the book in the film, and like tortures him. It's weird
because he doesn't write the story she wants him to.
Yeah,
write.
I think
she kills
he writes a story where
she
like
kills
the
off a character.
The main character dies, and then she's like captures this guy, and no one finds him. He's like kidnapped, and she's like rewrite the story.
It just happened that
actually,
he just happened to go down the road.
Yeah, it was. It's a scary
is
movie.
It, who's the guy? James Caan? Is that the guy?
It's James Caan from The Godfathers and Elf.
He's from Elf.
From Elf.
Yeah. I like how. Oh yeah, you know he's from Godfather and Elf.
Oh Elf.
Hell yeah, the dad and Elf. All
right,
the
classic
guy,
mafia
guy who
movie,
was on
Elf.
Guy who was
oh,
on the naughty list.
Confused
yeah.
with Godfather. Sorry.
Yeah. So yes,
I was get Elf and Godfather. Confused.
She's definitely on the list. Good.
Yeah, Misery. Great.
I've never actually seen that.
Number two, moving on down, we have Margaret Hamilton as the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz. Talk about a villain.
I think that she was just misunderstood. I have the Wicked approach to it.
Yeah, okay.
I like that musical, and I'm going with that.
I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm thinking. I'm not going to say it.
What are you thinking?
I actually don't know what you're thinking.
Well, none of us know.
Well, don't. All right. I was just
going
to say that's not exactly the most masculine thing to admit. I tend to side
okay,
with
for all of you listeners out there, it is okay to like Broadway musicals, all right? It's all right.
I know.
And Wicked was really good.
Well,
but I, don't think
I only say that because I've never seen it,
Wicked,
and I'm jealous.
Wicked is
I saw it, and it was fantastic, and I own the soundtrack, and it's on my iPod. Don't care. I'm admitting it to the world.
Well, good for you.
Wicked is just it's just fan fiction. I don't think you can count that as a legitimate source. I think she's evil.
You think it's just fan fiction?
Yeah, it's a take. It's a different take.
Yes, so?
So what? I don't think that makes her not a villain in that movie.
Maybe it was. It
maybe all villains. Maybe, you know, Cruella de Vil was really misunderstood.
I tried to tell you guys beforehand that I was going to put Alien on mine if you look at it from the Alien's perspective. Ripley is a great villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's a good villain.
No, she's not. She's evil.
Good as in, like, she was a good villain. She was
she
a
was
good
a,
villain.
She was a great...
She was good at being
was,
a villain.
Yeah, she wasn't
a
good
villain.
She
was a great
like
female
she was
villain.
The Gandhi of villains.
Yeah,
so
she was really nice
that, like,
be at being evil.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Give me
your shoes.
I'm going to light you on fire, Scarecrow.
Yeah. Total villain.
Please.
I don't think you can argue that.
Can I please kill you and your dog,
Well,
too?
Maybe if you knew the story of Wicked, you would disagree a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't think that... Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't you go see it?
I saw it.
You saw Wicked?
I saw it in London, yeah.
All right. Oh, wow. So you saw a definitely better venue than I saw it in.
Yeah.
And you still don't think that she could possibly potentially be good, just an animal rights activist? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. She's a villain.
Yeah.
She's animal rights activist.
Yeah, PETA. Don't call us again,
she's
PETA.
She's a villain.
Anyways, we can talk about this later because we're running out of time.
One, go.
One, I have Louise Fletcher as Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
You would.
And I did. She's crazy. I think she's a total villain in all sense of the word.
She's nuts.
She's crazy.
The scene where he, like, jokes her and...
It's crazy. You got to see this movie.
It's really good.
It's a great movie. I read the book, too. Also crazy.
What movie? I wasn't listening.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, right.
Nurse Ratched.
Yeah, I have not seen that.
Boom,
I really want
flying.
To.
Flying.
I think it's on Netflix for instant.
It is, I think.
So
it was good.
If you want to watch a movie, that's crazy. Classic Jack Nicholson.
That's where I watched it.
I would go see it. Immediately.
All right, we're going to save Ben for last because apparently he's got a phenomenal list. So we're going to jump to mine. A lot of similar ones on Eitan's.
I mean, yes.
Number one.
Knife Lady. No. Shoe Knife.
Nora Zettner playing Laura in the movie Brick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nice.
Oh,
I see
what crap. I might have just given away a very big part of the ending.
Yeah, if you have not seen it...
forget what you just said. Continue.
Yeah, don't listen to that.
But yeah, she's my number five, so... Laura, if you haven't seen Brick, close your ears. Closed? Okay. Yeah, Nora Zettner, named Laura in Brick. She's my number five villain.
That's great.
Number four,
Open your ears.
Open your ears now. You can open your ears. Number four, Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Totally
she
villain.
She made me poop my pants as a kid. Wait, I pooped my pants because of her.
Sunshine, you just don't understand her.
I made my dad.
No, she's just a witch. She stole their soul. She's the devil of the sea.
I used to make my dad fast forward.
Really?
She's fine when she's little, but when she turns into the big trident-y
bone-faced
woman.
Maybe I just relate with her.
I never even got to hear the song Poor Unfortunate Souls
that song,
I didn't like it when
my
she
mom
was
would
her.
Sing that just to creep me out. She still does it sometimes,
so
and it
Your
still
mom
creeps
is
me. Yeah. Stop it. My sister once tied me to a chair and opened up my eyes. And put on that movie
you don't need
for an hour
that.
And a half.
Yeah.
That's worse than waterboarding.
This was in October.
That is worse than waterboarding.
This was in October.
You want to get information out of
October?
This
happened 2 months ago.
Make him watch
yeah.
The Little Mermaid.
This happened two months ago.
This is horrific. So number four, Ursula. Number three, Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Good movie. Go see it.
Number two, Oren Ishii from Kill Bill Volume 1, played by Lucy
Liu.
You
can tell we both Googled female villains.
And number one, Annie Wilkes from Misery by
Kathy great.
Bates.
Moving on.
Actually, I agree with my list, though. I didn't...
No, I know. I agree with my list, too. I didn't make up a fake list.
Yeah, I'm just...
It's a composite list.
It's eight times. But Misery's...
She's crazy.
When she does the foot thing...
She does this thing called cobbling, or like hobbling.
Hobbling. And what you do is you put a wooden thing in between legs.
Oh, between two legs.
And then sledgehammer the foot so it breaks the ankles and they can't walk. Anyways, super fast because we're kind of running out of time. Ben Koch, your top five female villains.
One, two, three, four, five.
One.
I've got number five. I kind of put this in here for Eitan. I guess. The character of Elle Driver from Kill Bill Volume 2, because I love her. I just think she's so creepy. But played by Dana something.
Daryl Hannah.
She's the girl with the eye patch.
Yeah,
she's got no eye.
She's really good.
She's crazy.
She's got the eye snatch.
She's going to be in the new one.
And I love
she's
it.
She's going to be in the new
one. I want to watch Kill Bill again.
Have you, you know crazy. The premise of Kill Bill 3? Super
it's,
fast?
It's that
the
girl.
It's the
scene.
The first kill that the wife does, or the bride.
Right.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah, Uma Thurman. And then the little girl comes in and sees them fighting. It's her getting revenge because she makes that line that says, like, if you're really that upset about it.
Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah, when she kills Vivica A. Fox, her daughter, she goes, if you're really that upset about it, come find me.
Right.
And then she does. And she's trained by Daryl Hannah's character. But, yes, okay.
Oh, because she's blind. Okay.
She's blind?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she gets blinded in the second one. Remember that?
She doesn't die.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. But I love that. That's one of my favorite. That's why I put it on there. Number four, I have Sissy Spacek as Carrie. From Carrie, I consider her villain.
I don't think she.
I just consider she misunderstood.
Her mom was the villain.
Her, I don't think, was the villain. I don't believe it.
Well,
I think she's kind of the hero, or
well,
at least the
at
victim.
At the end, she sets fire to a gymnasium filled with kids.
Yeah, they dump pig's blood on her.
And they were just picking on her. They're just. They're
right. I'm not saying
they made
they didn't
fun of her at all times,
but.
Still. Always.
All right.
She was the victim.
I know. She could be the victim, but she creeped me out.
Her mother was the villain.
Her creepiness.
Sissy's face. I don't.
Her creepiness was villainous.
Yep. She creeped me out. So she's on my list.
It's a load of garbage. She's not a villain.
That's fine. You can think that. My list is actually kind of, with the exception of L Driver, is made up of characters who may or may not be villains and may or may not be female.
But
so,
in your heart.
So
we're getting to those next.
Number three.
Steven Spielberg.
Number three.
Villain, yes. Female, possibly. No.
Number three. Played by a giant animatronic alien, Aliens.
That was a female, though.
The
that
Queen
definitely was a female.
She is. She's
mother.
Not a person, though, so it is kind of a...
She's still a villain.
I'm
she's
going
a
for
female
people
villain.
That... All right, sorry. May not be people. May not be women. May not be villains. So that's my... Yep. Yes,
you
exactly.
know they may not be villains. Why? All right, go.
Exactly. All right, number two, Exorcist. The little girl.
Okay.
She's not Linda the Blair. Villain, though. The demon inside of her.
Hey, hey, you don't know that.
But can you really say what... Like, gender is the demon inside of her.
Yeah, why did he...
No,
did
you kind of have to assign it to as a girl because he's in a girl, so...
No, because demons...
We're talking about gender issues.
Demons have names and sexes. They're just fallen angels.
You know what? If you have problems with my list, you can take it up with my attorney.
Yeah.
Fine. All right, continue.
Number one.
With your poppycock list.
Number one, Jaws.
Jaws.
She's a woman. Dunna. I give you that. Yep. She's a woman.
Female Dunna. Shark, possibly.
Maybe on her period. That's why Dunna, all this was Dunna, happening. Dunna,
that was. Dunna, you're gonna get a phone call about that one.
Probably.
Yeah. So that. Yeah. Number one, Jaws, because it probably was a girl.
I think it was
shark.
Yeah.
And then what we were talking about earlier is possibly we think that they talk about how the second in Jaws 2. Right,
mm-hmm.
the shark in Jaws 2 mm-hmm. is the child of the shark in Jaws 1 gets
Which
their head blown
it,
off.
Yeah.
So
that would make it
interesting.
It's either that, if I'm not mistaken,
revenge.
It's either that. It's either the mom died in the first one, and the kid's coming back to get its revenge, or the kid died in the first one, and the mom's coming back to get her revenge. So either way, Jaws or Jaws 2, one of them's a woman. So that one's the female.
It's a dumb
villain.
Premise for a sequel either way, but but yeah. So yep, that's my list. You might have
a problem
with it.
Time.
I don't care.
We made great time on that.
All right. And wait, that was your number one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go through them again. Five through one.
L Driver from Kill Bill Volume 2. Well, it's her character. And then Carrie from Carrie. Be Quiet. Ice Age's Villain. The giant matronic alien from Aliens. Linda Blair playing the little girl
right.
in The Exorcist. And the shark nicknamed Bruce, the mechanical shark from Jaws.
It was nicknamed Bruce.
It was nicknamed Bruce, but I still hold that the shark was a woman
you can
in the
name,
actual story.
I'm going to name my daughter Bruce. No, I won't.
Men
yeah,
have been
Bruce
known to
Gamble.
Play women in movies. Have you seen Tootsie?
Tootsie is great.
Even though it is
true.
No,
I love Tootsie.
I've never actually seen it.
Well,
just know of it.
Now we're here.
Fun. Well, yeah, we're here, and now we're doing movies that we're excited about that are...
Get ready for a segment intro that has nothing to do with what we're about to talk about.
You know, it has never had anything to do with anything we've ever talked
Once
about.
Once or twice.
Consider our fight...
And I have to find defeat. Defeat your seven evil exes? Pretty much.
It was
there
really
it
good.
What?
I love Scott Pilgrim.
I like
Scotty.
Him a lot,
Scotty yeah. P. Is what I call
so good.
We're Scotty close. P.
So good. All right.
So exciting upcoming movies.
Movies that we're excited about for 2011.
Yeah, now we
right.
can take a breath, though. We got some time.
We had a little bit of time.
We ran through that top
bar. We're so close
show.
To giving away tickets to The Mechanic. Get your phone ready.
Yeah, if you want to see The Mechanic.
Not yet, but if you want to type it in your phone and not hit the green button, the number is 828-264-4905.
Get a pencil and pen and write it down.
Yeah, but don't call yet. But
yeah, not yet.
Soon, 828-264-4905 and win tickets to The Mechanic. But not yet. So,
upcoming movies. What do you got, Sunshine?
Sucker Punch, man.
Sucker Punch.
Oh, Sucker Punch is one I'm
you're
super
right.
excited
yeah,
about, and that's coming
right.
out in March.
Oh, March
so
Madness!
I'm pretty pumped. If you don't know what Sucker Punch is, Zack Snyder, who made Watchmen, and 300, and mm-hmm. The Owls of Ga'Hoole.
A great film.
It was actually supposed to be pretty good. I never
yeah,
saw it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this studio was just kind of like, Zack, here's a bunch of money, go, and he's like, I just get to do whatever, and they're like, yep. So he wrote this movie
this
and then made it,
movie.
And it's about this girl who gets locked in an insane asylum and has to break out, but she uses an alternate reality to parallel her own reality to help her find the way to escape.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll see. It looks crazy.
It definitely, if it's not good or if it's not well written, it's still going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. What do you got?
Well, I watched the Super Bowl, and I saw a commercial for the Captain America movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first...
It was the world premiere of anything
yeah.
that's ever been seen from it.
And that looks exciting.
Well, I've seen it. They had pictures and stuff.
Yeah, they posted. This is the first, like...
Trailer.
Trailer-esque.
I don't think that's true.
It is.
Okay.
They said it before the Super Bowl.
I think they lied.
Ben, last bet you made,
I just
you
I think
lost.
I remember seeing yeah, no,
you're a sore
I know.
Loser. You're
you
a sore loser.
I'm just saying I think I remember seeing
you
a video.
You saw a poster.
No, I know I saw pictures.
Yeah, but you didn't see
This is a dumb argument.
Anyways, Captain America, I know it's another superhero movie, but I'm
not worried about
crossed.
It. It's not on my top
Well, I think
list.
It's cool because it's a superhero movie, but it's a superhero movie that takes place during World War II, which is a different take on it, and I'm excited to see how they do that.
Yeah. All right, what do you got? What's something you're excited for?
Romeo and Juliet? No.
I can't wait.
That's this
I actually
week,
do
want to
see
it?
That. Also, Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
That's this week, too!
That is just, I'm actually just looking at
guess what we're not
going
to go see for our movie spotlight? Justin Bieber. We're going to go see another
we're
gonna
movie. We're going to go see Romeo and
Juliet? No, Just Deal With It, I think, is on the...
Just Go With It?
Yeah.
What is that about?
It's where Adam Sandler pretends to date...
I'm not watching that movie. I will go see Romeo and Juliet. We'll have two different spotlights.
I would go see Just Go With It because Nick Swardson is in it. And Nick Swardson is pretty hilarious. I think
yeah,
it's great.
But, so, that might be what we said. But, yes, continue. What's your...
This is actually also opening up this week, but I actually really am excited for this. Cedar Rapids, I think looks really funny. I think
it's not coming here, though.
I do like Ed Helms. Nothing comes here. Nothing does. no, I really like Ed Helms, and he's done, like, what, The Office? And, like, he was on The Daily Show. And
Hangover?
I don't know. He was in The Hangover, yeah, but he was, like, he's, like, the main character here. I just like seeing him in a movie where he's, like, gets to be the star because I think he's funny. I think he's really good.
Another movie I'm excited about is Battle Los Angeles.
Is it Battlefield?
Battle.
L.A.
I think I read somewhere either it was supposed to be titled full title or is full titled, like it's called like World Domination Battle Los Angeles or something like that.
Huh.
Something like that.
Alien film.
I'm not normally a fan of big like alien death of the human race movies, but this one looks really good. I'm a fan of Aaron Eckhart as well, so.
It looks cool. Yeah.
But
for sure.
What else
well,
on your list?
Well, speaking of aliens, a movie that I saw before which I still really have no clue what it's about, Super 8. It's a J.J. Abrams film. When I saw the preview, it looked like Close Encounters of the Third Kind remake.
Yeah,
but
that
I don't
was
know.
The. I think that. I think
the
it was probably inspired by it.
Don't like Steven Spielberg anymore.
Oh.
Well, he's not making it.
He's produced
so
it.
There you go.
I don't know
so
what that
he
means.
Produces everything. He produces everything.
Yeah, but he's always got his hand on
something. It's J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
J.J.
And he does good work. So.
Dynamite.
What do you got? What else you got, Ben?
What do I got? I saw a piece of news this week that made me really excited. That because now Peter Jackson is out of the hospital, he's recovering.
Because
he was in the hospital, I forget why. But he's starting The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Filming The Hobbit in March.
Oh gosh.
I'm excited
for
The Hobbit.
Never gonna end.
Oh man. No, they're never gonna end.
It's a two-parter. No, I don't.
It is.
Is it a two-parter?
It is a two-parter. They're splitting it into two.
I was joking, but
so I'm so excited because I love The Hobbit, the book. So
all right, quickly anyway. Name the movie. Don't talk about it so people can go look at it because we got to go fast. I'm excited about a movie called Paul. P-A-U-L. Look up the trailer. It's gonna be hilarious.
I didn't know this, but they're coming out with a movie based on one of my favorite cartoons as a child, Tintin. They're coming out with the Tintin
Very
movie.
Cool.
It's a live action.
Tintin.
Know, Tintin, whatnots. So if you're a fan, which I know you are, listeners.
That's Steven Spielberg.
Go check out Tintin.
Anyway. I'm just all over Spielberg.
What about you?
Oh, there's a movie that's won some awards, I think, being released widely. It was written and directed by the guy from How I Met Your Mother, Josh Radnor. It's called Happy Thank You More, Please.
Yes, I'm looking
it's
up.
Gonna
be wide it's going to be good.
It's really good.
Check out the trailer
really
for
funny.
Happy Thank You More. It's
Definitely.
One
It's all
word.
One word. Happy Thank You More, Please. That's
but that does
called.
Look very entertaining. You can find that all on our Facebook. Mountaintop Movies.
Send us messages.
Type it in on Facebook. And then comment everything. Tell us how you like the show on there. And then that'll give you links to our Twitter. All right, if you're looking for tickets to The Mechanic, right now, 828-264-4905. Third caller wins for tickets to The Mechanic. Call now, 828-264-4905.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Sunshine Mayfield. You guys have a wonderful weekend or week, whatever.